From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea calls it a declaration of war. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, said today the United States has declared war on his country and Pyongyang would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region. Ri directly linked U.S. President Donald Trump's comments Saturday night in a tweet late Saturday responding to Ri's United Nations General Assembly speech earlier in the day. Trump wrote, quote, "Just heard foreign minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of Little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer." Today in New York, North Korea's foreign minister responded through an interpreter.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The comments follow an escalation in rhetoric between North Korean leaders and Trump last week during and on the sidelines at the UN General Assembly. A celebration in Germany, with the chancellor clapping her hands on stage and nearly dancing. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning. After the political disorder in London that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union and turmoil in the United States in President Trump's first months in office, many Germans told reporters they were in no mood to gamble.